by his wish Adi Gadadhara Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, Chapter 6, and verse number, text number 102 onwards. Hare Krishna Adi Gadadhara Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Prabhupada and all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Please take over the call now. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Tamataki Mataji. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Also very grateful to Kirtida Sundari Mataji for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you today. Am I audible, Mataji?
No, it was very audible, but was very low. Can you be a little louder, please? Or come closer?
Is it better now?
Yes, please. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
I thought you were... Are you okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. So let us chant Mangala Charan first. The entire spiritual merit of today's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Katha, we will offer it to our dear Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu, whom Krishna has taken from our association on Saturday. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत अंतरीला चैप्टर 6 एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड चैतन्य मीट्स रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी एंड विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम वर्स नंबर 102 ऑनवर्ड्स। सो डियर डिवोटीज लेट्स गेट स्टार्टेड। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद, जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद, जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। वर्स नंबर 102। द बैकग्राउंड इज दैट रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी हु इज आवर प्रयोजन आचार्य, ही हैज बीन born in a very very rich aristocratic family. His uncle and his father Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdars, they are devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they are not pure devotees. They are karma mishra bhaktas. They are still attached to sense gratification. And Raghunath Das Goswami has been married to a very beautiful Vaishnavi who is very obedient and who is filled with all good qualities. But Raghunath Das Goswami wants to make the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his life and soul. And therefore, staying as a big landlord's son, married with a family, is not compatible with that vision that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has. So he decides to leave his family life, leave his wife, leave his mother, his father, his uncle, his servants, his friends, his wealth, his house, everything behind, and go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But every time Raghunath Das Goswami tries to escape from his deep dark hole of materialistic life, Griha Andha Kupam, every time he is caught and he is brought back. Finally, Raghunath Das Goswami goes to Panihati Dham, where Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the most merciful incarnation of Krishna and Balram, he is staying there with his friends, all the great preachers that have been empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Bengal and preach, all those great, great associates, they are mentioned in this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. They are there with Nityananda Prabhu on the banks of Ganga. So Raghunath Das Goswami comes and he surrenders his life at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu engages him immediately in the service of the devotees and in his own service. So Nityananda Prabhu here not only represents the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Balaram, but he is also the Akhanda Guru Tattva, the unbroken, unbroken flow of mercy of Sri Krishna, who is Jagat Guru. Vasudeva Jagat Guru. Krishna is Jagat Guru, and Krishna's Shakti as Guru comes through Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda. And this Guru Tattva is Akhanda, it is unbroken. So there are two types of gurus. There is Vasti Guru and Samasti Guru. Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj explains this principle. Vasti Guru is our spiritual master who has appeared in this world to deliver all of us. Our own spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, they are all Vasti Gurus. They are Guru as a person, as a human being. But then there is something called as Samasti Guru. Samasti Guru is the Samasta Guru Tattva, the Akhanda Guru Tattva, the unbroken Guru Tattva, which is coming directly from Lord Balaram. So Nityananda Prabhu here represents the Supreme Lord as well as Guru, the Akhanda Guru Tattva. And Nityananda Prabhu immediately engages Raghunath Das Goswami in the service of cooking and serving. Please remember this point. Raghunath Das Goswami has come to surrender his life at the lotus feet of Gaur Nithai. He has come to eternally join them in their mission. And he has failed repeatedly. How does Raghunath Das Goswami get mercy? By coming to Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu is engaging our Prayojan Acharya, Raghunath Das Goswami, in the service of cooking and serving. Cooking and serving the Lord and his devotees. And Raghunath Das Goswami does this to the best of his ability. Chipped rice, yogurt, different fruits. He makes different preparations, sweet preparations, salty preparations in hundreds of pots. And he serves each and every devotee, beginning with Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu invites Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And on the banks of Panihati, there's a great festival. Raghav Pandit comes there because he has also cooked for Nityananda Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's associates. But Nityananda Prabhu says, I am a cowherd boy and I like to have this picnic on the banks of a river with my friend. So let me enjoy this feast that Raghunath Das Goswami is giving us, but at night I will come to your house. Let's see what happens. Verse number 102. भक्त सब नाचाया नित्यानंद राय शेष नृत्य करे प्रेमे जगत भाषाय. Translation and purport by our most beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Iskon Guru Varga ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Translation. Lord Nityananda Prabhu first influenced all the devotees to dance. And finally, he himself began dancing, thus inundating the entire world in ecstatic love. Verse number 103. Mahaprabhu taranritya kare na darshana, sabhe nityananda dekhe na dekhe anya jana. Translation. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was observing the dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu could see this, but the others could not. 104. Nityananda Nityayena Tahara Nartane Upama Dibaranahi Etina Bhuvane. Translation. The dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, like the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot be compared to anything within these three worlds. Our Nitai Gaura Nataraj, they are both Nataraj, they are both the divine dancers, and their dancing cannot be compared to anything in the three worlds. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur at the beginning of Chaitanya Bhagavat, he offers this Mangalacharan verse. Jayati Jayati Devo Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Jayati Jayati Kirti Stasya Nitya Pravitra Jayati Jayati Bhritya Tasya Vishvesha Murte Jayati Jayati Nritya Tasya Sarva Priyana. Jayati Jayati Nritya Tasya Sarva Priyana. The dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu is most pleasing to everyone. Tribhuvana Kamaniyam Gaura Chandram Prapadde. The beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu is unparalleled. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadhatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayatakshau vishwambharau dvijavarau yugadharma palau vande jagat priyakarau karunavatarau. Another Mangalacharan verse from Vrindavan Das Thakur to Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Such beautiful. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadhatau. Golden complexion, long limbs extending below their knees. And beautiful lotus eyes. And they are dancing in Naam Sankirtan, which is the Yuga Dharma. They are the protectors of Yuga Dharma. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Their dancing is incomparable. When we chant our Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can meditate on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Thakur, dancing. Our Mayapur Panchatattva, they are dancing pose. They are all dancing in Harinam Sankirtan. So as we chant our japa, we can meditate on them. When we begin our round, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara, Srivas Adi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is being chanted and the Panchatattva are dancing. And actually Mukunda is singing. We are only singing after him, responding to Mukunda's singing. And there are other devotees also. Haridas Thakur is there, Kolavecha Shridhar is there, Shuklambar Brahmachari is there, Gangadas Pandit is there, Ramai Pandit is there, Raghav Pandit is there. All the devotees are there. Narhari Sarkar is there, Sanjay, Mukunda, they are all there and dancing. Vasudev is there. And we are also chanting. And all our Guru Varga is there. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is there, the seventh Goswami, the sixth Goswamis are there, Saraswati Thakur, all our Babaji Maharajas, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, Gaur Kishwardas Babaji Maharaj, our Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he is there. All our Guru Varga is there. And we are also chanting. We can have this meditation. This is the meaning of Jayati Jayati Nritya Tasya Sarva Priyana. This is the dancing pastimes of our Gauranitaya. Even in our homes, our Gauranitaya are dancing pose. So we have to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra as if we are chanting for our Panchatattva to dance. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, during our 2 hours of japa, we can be absorbed in Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nritya Gita Vaditra Madhyan Manasora Sena Romancha Kampa Shrutaranga Bhajo Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Verse number 105. Nirtera Madhuri Eva Varni Bare Pare Mahaprabhu Aishaye Nritya Dekhi Bare. Translation. No one can properly describe the sweetness of Lord Nityananda's dancing. Let us try to imagine how Nityananda Prabhu must be dancing. He is Ananga Manjari. He is Lord Balram. He is the first expansion of Sri Krishna. First expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Avadhuta Shiromani, Nityananda Ram. In such love, such ecstasy, Nityananda Prabhu must be dancing. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Natavar. The dancing of Nityananda Prabhu was so sweet that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally comes to see the dancing of Nityananda Prabhu. So wherever Lord Nityananda Prabhu is dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present there. 106. Nritya kari prabhu yabe vishrama karila bhojane lagi pandit nivedana karila nivedana kaila. Translation. After the dancing and after Lord Nityananda Prabhu had rested, Sri Raghav Pandit submitted his request that the Lord should take supper. 107. Again see, it's all about cooking and feeding the Lord. It's all about cooking and feeding the Lord. 107. Bhojane vasila prabhu nija gana laya mahaprabhu rasana dahine patiya. Lord Nityananda Prabhu sat down for supper with his personal associates and made a sitting place on his right side for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To keep someone on one's right side is a sign of respect. Normally, if you see Panchatattva, it is Nityananda Prabhu who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has placed on his right side out of respect because he is the elder brother. Nityananda Prabhu was 12 years elder to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But here, now in his meditation, Nityananda Prabhu is free to do whatever he wants. So he is keeping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his right as a sign of respect. See, even Srimati Radharani, always she keeps her Gopinath, her Shyam Sundar, her Madan Mohan, to her right. That's a sign of respect. Therefore, when we do pradakshana, we always keep the object who we are circumambulating on our right when we are doing circumambulation. Verse number 108. Mahaprabhu ashise asane vasila dekhi raghave ramane ananda badila. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and sat down at his place. So Mahaprabhu came. Seeing this, Raghav Pandit felt increasing happiness. Only the very fortunate devotees could see. Raghav Pandit could see. Raghunath Das Goswami could see. But everyone could not see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come. Verse number 109. Which means to have darshan of Krishna requires lot of blessings and mercy. Dui bhai aage prasad aniya dharila sakala vaishnave piche pariveshan kaila. Translation. Raghav Pandit brought the prasadam before the two brothers and thereafter distributed prasadam to all the other Vaishnavas. 110. Nana prakar pitha paya sadivyash shalyana amrita nindayayache vividha vyanjana. Translation. There were varieties of cakes, sweet rice and fine cooked rice that surpassed the taste of nectar. There were also varieties of vegetables. So when we say cake, in our scriptures, when we say cake, these may not be the cakes as we know them today. These cakes may be something like Purnachi Podi. You know, they are also cakes. They are sweet. They are made from grains. And but they are hot and they are sweet, like Purnachi Podi in Maharashtra we make. They may be making it elsewhere also. So that's an example of cake. So all those sweetmeats they're made. 111. Raghava Thakurera Prasadam Ritirsar Mahaprabhu Yaha Khaite. Mahaprabhu Yaha Khaite Aise Bar Bar. Raghava Thakurera Prasad Amritera Dhasar Mahaprabhu Yaha Khaite Aise Bar Bar. The food, translation, the food prepared and offered to the deity by Raghav Pandit was like the essence of nectar. Amritera Sar. Amrit means nectar and Sar means essence. So it was not only Amrit, but it was the Amrit of Amrit. Amritera Sar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there again and again to eat such prasadam. Khaite aise barabar. So see, it's all about cooking for the Lord, offering it to the Lord, feeding the Lord. Feeding the Lord. It's all about feeding the Lord. Service means to feed the Lord. It's a very important aspect of serving, offering personal service to the Lord. If we look at the Ashtakaliya Leela of Lord Krishna, as mentioned in Sri Govinda Leelamrit of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, whose Chaitanya Charitamrita we are reading. If we read the Ashtakaliya Leela of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Sri Gauranga Leelamrit, written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you see practically in every section of the day, the Supreme Lord is accepting food cooked by his devotees. Early in the morning, Krishna, before going, he is offered very beautiful sweetmeats made from cow's milk. As soon as he wakes up, before he even goes and bathes and gets ready, as soon as he wakes up, Yashoda Maiya gives modak, gives nice sweetmeats to Krishna and Balram. Then they sit, all their friends meet, then they take a bath and they get ready. Then again, before they go to take the cows out for grazing, they are given hot food, breakfast, they serve and eat. Then they are given tambul, betel leaves, which is very good for digestion, they are mouth freshener. So Krishna Balram sit and they eat tambul. And then all their friends come, they blow their horns and then they take their cows for grazing. In the forest, what Yashoda Maiya and Rohini Maiya have cooked, they sit and eat in their tiffin boxes, lunch box. Again in the evening they come. Then after eating their lunch box in the afternoon when Krishna sneaks away and he meets Srimati Radharani at Sri Radha Kund and Sham Kund, the manjaris are cooking. The sakhis are cooking. And they are feeding Radha Gopinath. Then when Gopinath comes back in the evening to Vraj with his cows and his friends. Again in the evening, they are served. Nice bhoga. And at night during Rasa Leela, also the Sakhis and the Manjaris are all the time serving food, serving wonderful bhoga to Radha Gopinath. So this is Nitya Seva. This is Nitya Leela. These are eternal pastimes of the Lord. Both Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from Radha Gopinath, and Radha and Krishna. Both. Offering and cooking, offering bhoga to Krishna is a very high class service. We may be doing it every day, but actually it is a very, very intimate service. To cook, we are seeing, it's not an ordinary. Raghunath Das Goswami is cooking for Nityananda Prabhu and Raghav Pandit. And Raghav Pandit is cooking for Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are eating with great relish. With great relish. 112. Pakakari Raghava yebe bhoga lagaya Mahaprabhu lagi bhoga prithaka badaya. Translation. When Raghav Pandit offered the food to the deity after cooking, he would make a separate offering for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also very naughty. We have seen in the case of Narasimhananda Brahmachari. Sometimes Mahaprabhu can come and eat his offering, eat the offering of Krishna and eat the offering of Narasimha Bhagavan. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarva Avatara Sara. Sarva Avatara Shiromani. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the avatari. He is the original personality of Godhead. And all the incarnations come from him. Therefore, to Murari Gupta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can show himself as Varahadev, where he picked up that flask from the altar and was running around in the house with Murari Gupta sitting on his shoulders. He can show Murari Gupta his form as Lord Ramchandra. He can show Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya his Shadbhuj Gauranga form, where two arms are holding flute, Krishna, two arms are holding bow and arrow, Sri Ramchandra, Kodanda Dhari, Sri Ram. And two arms are Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sannyasi holding the Sannyas Danda and the Kamandalu pot. So this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can appear to Ramananda Raya as Radha and Krishna combined. Oh, Radha and Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do this because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is avatari. He is the original personality of Godhead. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Sena. Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna himself. So, in this way, Raghav Pandit would offer bhoga to Krishna. Text number 113. Pratidina Mahaprabhu karena bhojana madhya madhya prabhu tare dena darshana. How sweet. Translation. Every day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would eat at the house of Raghav Pandit. And sometimes he would give Raghav Pandit the opportunity to see him. So, not every time. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes give his darshan to Raghav Pandit, not every time, but every time he would come and eat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu likes to increase the utkantha, the eagerness, the desperation of his devotees. 114. Dui bhaire Raghava ani pariveshe yatnakari khaoya narahe avsheshe. Translation. Raghav Pandit would bring and distribute prasadam to the two brothers, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, feeding them with great attention. And they ate everything. And therefore, there were no remnants left. Look how Krishna wants to reciprocate. If we want to feed him, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajam, then Krishna will eat. Because he reciprocates with our desires. 115. Kata upahara ane hena nahi jani raghave raghare randhe radha thakurani. This is the essence. This is the essence of our talk today. Translation. Raghav Pandit brought so many presentations that no one could know them perfectly. What dish is this? What item is this? Are just looking at it, nobody could understand. So many items he cooked. Variety. Radhevera ghare randhe Radha Thakurani. Indeed, it was a fact that the Supreme Mother, Srimati Radhika Rani, personally cooked in the house of Raghav Pandit. So see, the point is Raghav Pandit made so many different preparations that nobody knew what those preparations were. There were so many. In fact, it was Srimati Radharani who would cook in the kitchen of Raghav Pandit. Please remember this statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, it was a fact that the Supreme Mother Radharani personally cooked in the house of Raghav Pandit. You see, how sacred is that house where bhoga is cooked for Thakurji? And how sacred is that kitchen where bhoga is cooked for Thakurji, for Krishna? Laddu Gopal. How much he likes to eat? He's holding laddu in his hand. His name only is Laddu Gopal. Kheer Chor Gopinath. Makhan Chor. Look at his names. All related to food. Even Raghunandan Thakur, Narhari Sarkar and Mukunda Sarkar. Their son, Raghunandan Thakur. Their family deity Gopinath also is famous for eating half of a laddu and being caught in the act by Mukunda Sarkar. And Raghunandan Thakur ordered Gopinath with love to eat. So this is Krishna. Verse number 116. Durvasara thai teho payache navara amrita haite paka tara adhik madhura. Translation. Srimati Radharani received from Durvas Muni the benediction that whatever she cooked would be sweeter than nectar. We all know this story. That is a special feature of her cooking. What is the special feature of cooking of Srimati Radharani? That Durvas Muni, who is an expansion of Lord Shiva, who is the topmost Vaishnava, he gave a blessing to Srimati Radharani that whatever you cook will be sweeter than nectar, will be very, very nourishing to whoever eats it. 117. Sugandhi Sundara Prasad Madhurya Rasar Dui Bhai Taha Khaiya Santosha Apar. Translation. Aromatic and pleasing to see, the food was the essence of all sweetness. So it was Sugandhi Sundara Prasad. It was Sugandhi and Sundar. It was Sugandhi, it was very tasty, very fragrant, and it was also Sundar. It was good to look at. Not that you just cook it very nicely and then serve it haphazardly. No. Even when we serve, we have to take care of the aesthetics. The dish that has been cooked, it has to be tasty and fragrant, yes. At the same time, it has to be offered in a very artistic way. Because cooking is an art. So it has to be nicely decorated. Sometimes we see the cakes, for example. They have a nice decoration and they taste also very nice. Then it is very pleasing. Similarly, a vegetable. As soon as you enter the house and someone has made nice paneer ki sabji, with nice gravy filled with tomatoes and cashew nuts and other spices, kothimbir. And as soon as you enter, you get the aroma, the fragrance. And then you see, and it is nicely served to Krishna with the tulsi leaf on it. And then when you taste the Mahaprasad, it is very tasty also. So all the aspects are there. The visual aspect, the olfactory aspect, smell, and the taste aspect. All have to be taken care of by an expert cook. That is the expertise of a cook. Everything has to be taken care of. And Raghav Pandit was like that. By the mercy of Radharani. 118. Bhojane vasite raghu natha kahe sarvajan pandita kahe iha pache karive bhojan. Translation. All the devotees present requested Raghunath Das to sit down and take prasadam. But Raghav Pandit told them he will take prasadam later. So see, earlier in the day, it was Raghunath Das Goswami who did all the hard work. And he fed sumptuously with love and devotion Nityananda Prabhu and all his associates. But now, Raghunath Das Goswami is not the host. Now who is the host? It is Raghav Pandit. This feast is being served in the house of Raghav Pandit. So the devotees are thinking, now why should Raghunath Das Goswami not eat? Earlier in the day, he ate last because he was the host. That is etiquette. When we are the host, we have to serve. We have to make sure everybody has received prasad, and then we can also sit down and have. But that in the daytime, Raghunath Das Goswami did. But there was no need for him to do it at night because now the host has changed. The host is Raghav Pandit. So everyone told him, you please sit and eat. But Raghav Pandit, being a very advanced devotee, could understand the heart of another advanced devotee, Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghav Pandit said, no, it's okay. don't you all of you enjoy the prasadam, honor the prasadam. Raghunath Das Goswami will eat later on. This is one explanation why Raghunath Das Goswami should eat later and not with the other devotees. And the another deeper reason is, we will see in the subsequent verses. 119. Bhaktagana akantha bhariya karila bhojan haridhvani kari uthi kaila achaman. Translation. All the devotees took prasadam, filling themselves to the brim. Akantha. Eat till your neck, till your throat. Akantha. Bhojan. Bhaktagana. Khaya. So they ate till their necks. And then they were chanting. Through that, the akantha they ate, Krishna prasad came to the kantha and Krishna nam was also in the kantha. Hari Hari, they were chanting as they were eating. And then uthi, they got up. Kaila achaman. And then they washed their hands and mouth. This is also very important. To clean up. Clean up. Both. After feeding Krishna, we must wash the plates in which Krishna has eaten. That completes the service. The service is not complete unless we wash. So washing the vessels of Krishna are a very, very intimate act of personal, confidential service to Krishna. To clean up after Krishna has eaten up. In the spiritual world, the manjaris do that service. And all our acharyas, our entire Guru Dhara, they are all manjaris. All the six Goswamis are manjaris. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is Kasturi Manjari. And all our acharyas, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Kamala Manjari, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Nayana Manjari, and Srila Prabhupada also. They are all in that dhara of Radha Kinkaris, the maid servants of Srimati Radharani. So they were washing. Bhojana kari dui bhai kaila achaman Raghava ani paraila malya chandan. After eating, the two brothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, washed their hands and mouth. They also did achaman. Then Raghav Pandit brought flower garlands, malya, and sandalwood pulp, chandan, and decorated them. See how he is completing the service. He is decorating them now after eating. Not that after they have eaten, okay, now we have eaten, just go sit now, let me eat. No. As soon as they finished, he garlanded them. So nice fragrance will continue to come from the garland. And then also put nice chandan. Chandan also is very cooling and fragrant. So it is described that after eating, if body is too hot, then we cannot digest. Because all the blood circulation, it goes to the skin. But if we are nice and cool, then the blood circulation, instead of going to the periphery of the body, it goes to the central part of the body where the digestive system is. And the blood is diverted to the digestive tract. And nicely, digestion takes place. So after eating, we should just relax and, you know, be in a cool place. So they put sandalwood pulp. Then, 121. Bida khawe yaila kaila charan vandan bhakta gane dila bida malya chandan. Oh, actually, yeah, next verse. Translation. Raghav Pandit offered them betel nuts and worshipped their lotus feet. Charana vandan. And Bida Khaoyala, that he gave, in Marathi we call it Vida, so betel leaf, pan basically. He also distributed betel nuts, flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to the devotees. So just like he served the two lords, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, the remnants, sandalwood, garlands and tambul, pan, betel nuts, betel leaves, he distributed to the devotees. So serving the Lord and serving the devotees. Not that just serving the Lord and neglecting the devotees. That is Kanishtha Adhikari. But Raghav Pandit was not like that. He took care of devotees. Vaishnava Seva. Therefore, one of the signs of how advanced we are in Krishna consciousness, one of the parameters is how much we are dear to the devotees. How much we are dear to the devotees. So we see when a devotee leaves our physical association, leaves this mortal world, How many devotees are pained? How many devotees are crying? How many devotees are praying? That is a sign of the spiritual advancement of that devotee. If many devotees are pained, many devotees are offering prayers, many devotees are crying, that means that devotee was very advanced. That devotee was very dear to the devotees. And my spiritual master, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, says, if you love Krishna, the devotees will love you. If you love Krishna, the devotees will love you. And if you love the devotees, then Krishna will love you. So if somebody is dear to the devotees, we should know for sure that that devotee is Krishna's beloved. That devotee is very dear to Krishna. Yo me bhakta samay priya. 122. Raghavera kripa raghu nathera upare dui bhai rava shishta patra dilatare. Translation. Raghav Pandit, being very merciful toward Raghunath Das Goswami, offered him the dishes with the remnants of food left by the two brothers. This is the second confidential reason why Raghav Pandit did not allow Raghunath Das Goswami to eat with Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees, because he wanted to confidentially give all their remnants to Raghunath Das. Here it is. Radhevera kripa raghu nathera upare dui bhai avashishta patra dilatare. He gave the avashishta of the two brothers, Gaurnitaya, their remnants, to Raghunath Das. 123. Later on, when Raghunath Das Goswami will be living in Vrindavan, feeling so much separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all these memories will come into the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami. How, by the mercy of Raghav Pandit, I got the remnants of my two lords, Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 123. Kahila Chaitanya Gosai Kariyache Bhojan Tarashesha Paile Tomar Khandila Bandhan. Translation. Raghav Pandit told Raghunath Das, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has eaten this food. If you take his remnants, you will be released from the bondage of your family. Because Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to get away from materialistic family life. And Raghav Pandit said, if you take the remnants of Krishna, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will be relieved from your bondage. Such, my dear friend, is the power of Krishna Prasad. The process of offering Krishna bhoga of our love. Yat karoshi yad ashnashi yad juhosi dadasi yad yat apasyasi kaunte tat kurushva madarpanam patram pushpam falam toyam yome bhaktya prayaschati tadaham bhakti ruparitam ashnami prayatatmana. So this process of cooking for Krishna is a very confidential service. I would like to discuss two stories. One story from the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. We just discussed one story from the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us discuss one story from the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and then very quickly, one story from the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, and then we'll wrap up. So please listen very attentively, my dear friends. And these two stories are connected. The story that we are going to describe from the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, it is written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This story, it is revealed to us by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And it is very much connected to the story that we just read from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The story of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghav Pandit. So my dear friends, now from 500 years ago, from the town of Panihati in Gaudadesh, let us go back in time. Let us go 5,000 years ago. And we will go to the holy place of Yavat. Yavat is the place in Sri Vraj Bhumi, where Srimati Radharani lives with her so-called husband, Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu actually is an expansion of Krishna. He is an expansion of Krishna, and Krishna expands himself as Abhimanyu. But nobody knows, by the effect of Krishna's Leela Shakti, nobody knows this. Everyone thinks that he is just another Gopa. And he is married to Srimati Radharani. But actually Abhimanyu is Krishna only. Can somebody just chant Hare Krishna once again? I have to take this call.
पवन का तो कॉल आया
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण
So I can continue?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. Sorry, I can continue, Namataji?
Yes, Prabhuji.
I'm so sorry. I had to take that call. It was very urgent. Thank you. So let us go to Yavat, my dear friends. And there Srimati Radharani lives in the house of Jatila and Kutila. Jatila is the mother-in-law, Kutila is the daughter-in-law. And Abhimanyu is a so-called husband of Srimati Radharani. And Krishna lives in Nandagaon. So, so one day, Jatila, she tells Kutila. Jatila is the mother-in-law, Kutila is the daughter-in-law. Jatila tells Kutila that, hey Putri, oh my dear daughter, why is Krishna always going to meet Radharani? And why is Radharani always meeting Krishna? This is not good. We have to stop Radha and Krishna from meeting. Now, nobody knows that they are meeting, but just they are thinking like that. There are rumors that Radha and Krishna secretly meet. So Jatila says to Kutila, we must stop Radha and Krishna from meeting. So when Jatila says like this, her daughter Kutila, she replies, how is it possible for us to prevent Radha and Krishna from meeting each other? It is not possible. So Jatila says, why? Why is it not possible? Kutila says, because every day Vrajeshwari, means Yashoda Maiya, the wife of Vrajendra. Every day, Vrajeshwari, Yashoda Maiya, she asks and invites Srimati Radharani to come to her house in Nandagaon, to come to Nanda Bhavan and cook a full feast every morning for Krishna. So if Radharani is going to go every day from Yavat to Nandagaon, to the house of Krishna and Nanda Baba, to cook food for Krishna in Krishna's own house, then tell me, my mother, how is it possible to prevent Radha and Krishna from meeting each other? It is not possible. So Jatila says, oh Putri, oh my dear daughter, Kutila, immediately go to Nandagaon and tell that Yashoda, from tomorrow, my daughter-in-law, Srimati Radharani, will not come to Nandagaon to cook for Krishna. When Jatila gives this order to Kutila, Kutila asks, but my dear mother, Vrajeshwari, Yashoda Rani, she will say, but your sister-in-law, Radharani, she has got a benediction from Durvas Muni that whatever she cooks will become nectar. And I have only one son, that is Krishna. And this Krishna, who is my only one son, he goes to the forest every day to take care of the cows of his father. 900,000 cows we have. And my only one and only son has to do the hard work of taking care of those cows. So when he goes in the forest, he has to labor very hard to take care of 900,000 cows every day. Not only that, every day many, many demons attack him in the forest. So he has to fight with them and kill them. So my son really needs Amrit. He really needs nectar. and only Radharani's cooking is nectar. Therefore, my dear Kutila, please don't stop your sister-in-law from coming and cooking for my Gopal. Please tell your mother Jatila this message. Like this, Yashoda Maharani will tell me. Then mother, what will I do? You tell me. So Jatila tells Kutila. If that Yashoda says like this, then you tell Yashoda. Why should we take the words of that old sadhu, Durvas, very seriously? He is just one person, lives in the forest. He came and he said that from today, Radharani, whatever you cook will become nectar. Why should we take it so seriously? Tell Yashoda Maiya, what if tomorrow that Durvas comes and he gives a benediction that, oh Radharani, anybody you touch will live a very long life. Then what will Yashoda Maharani do? Is she going to come and tell me that I should send my daughter-in-law to her house to touch her Krishna? This makes no sense. So, my dear Jatila, my dear Putri, go. My daughter, go and tell Yashodarani this reply if she says like that. But Jatila, when she says this, then Kutila gives a counter argument. They are discussing. But then what if, after I say that, what if Yashoda Maharani says, but I am the queen of Vrindavan and my husband Nanda Maharaj, he's the king of Vrindavan. He's Vrajendra and I am Vrajeshwari. What if she says like this? And she says that you have to listen to our command. Then my dear mother Jatila, what will we do? Then Jatila says, my dear Kutila, if Yashoda Maharani says like that, then you tell her that today itself, we will leave your kingdom. We will leave Raja and we'll go and settle somewhere else. But we cannot be sending our Radharani to the house of that Krishna. Go and tell. So Jatila says, give this order, and then Kutila very happily goes to Nandagaon and she tells Yashoda Maiya that now Krishna will not come. So then Yashoda Maharani says, then who will cook for Krishna? After all those arguments, in the final argument, Yashoda Maharani says, but who will cook for Krishna? What is the alternative? So that also answer Jatila had given Kutila. So Kutila tells Yashoda Rani that tell Rohini to cook. She is also a very good cook. Tell Rohini to cook for Krishna. And saying this, Kutila leaves and comes back to Yavan. And then Jatila and Kutila, they tell Radharani that you stay in your room. And from today, you will not go to Nandagaon to cook for Krishna. We have cancelled that. No more cooking. No more going to Nandagaon. So this very important service of cooking for Krishna, which is Radharani's life and soul, has been taken away from Radharani. So then Radharani, she becomes very, very heartbroken. And this viraha, this separation from Krishna, is really burning her. This fire of separation is burning and scorching Srimati Radharani. And it is described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that the Sakhis, Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, and all the Manjaris, they make a bed of lotus petals for Radharani to lie down on because she has got such a high fever. The high temperature is because of the fire of separation, viraha. They make a bed of lotus petals which are very cooling, and they put camphor on that, which is also cooling. And they put sandalwood paste on that, chandan. So very, very cooling bed. And they request Srimati Radharani to please lie down on that cooling bed so that it will reduce her fever. But as soon as Srimati Radharani touches that bed, the entire bed becomes shriveled up, withered and dry by the heat of the fever of Srimati Radharani. And Radharani is very, very heartbroken to not be able to cook for Krishna. How can she survive? And over there, even Krishna is heartbroken that Radharani is not going to come. I will not be able to see her. And I will not be able to enjoy the bhoga cooked by her. So then Yashoda Maharani makes a final plea to Jatila and Kutila. You are not letting Radharani to come to my house and cook for my Krishna. What will happen to my Krishna? I'm very worried about him. All right, if Radharani cannot come here and cook for Krishna, at least can Radharani send something that she has cooked in her house in Yavat and send some food cooked by her to my house so that at least Krishna can eat that and survive? Because Krishna really needs the nectar that has been cooked by Srimati Radharani. So Jatila and Kutila, they gave a message to Yashoda Maiya that that's all right. You have a servant, that Dhanishtha Gopi. You send Dhanishtha Gopi every morning from Nandagaon to our house in Yavat. And Radharani will make some sweetmeats, some laddus or something. And we will send that with Dhanishtha Gopi. And then Krishna can eat that. It will be food cooked by Radharani for Krishna only, but she will cook it here in our house. She is not going to come to Nandagaon. So Yashoda Maharani says, okay. So next day, Yashoda Rani, she sends Dhanishtha Gopi. Now Dhanishtha Gopi is a very intimate associate of Krishna and Radharani. She's a very confidential Gopi. She is in Nandagaon, but she is assistant of Srimati Radharani. She does very confidential services for Radharani. So this Gopi called Dhanishtha from Nandagaon, she comes to Yavat, to the house of Jatila and Kutila. And as soon as she comes, Jatila and Kutila tell her, okay, go upstairs into Radharani's room and she must have cooked there something for Krishna. You can take those sweetmeats and take them to Nandagaon for Krishna to eat. So then Dhanishtha Gopi goes upstairs in Radharani's room. Now Radharani's room is not like the rooms that we have in our house. In Radharani's room, hundreds of sakhis, hundreds of manjaris are there. It's a world in itself. Very beautiful. And there's a kitchen also there for Radharani to cook in. So Dhanishtha Gopi goes there and Radharani is lying down on the bed with very high fever, and all the gopis and manjaris, they are fanning Radharani and telling her the pastimes of Krishna, somehow allowing Radharani to survive. Then Dhanishtha Gopi comes and he says, oh, Radharani has got fever. Radharani cannot get up. She has not gotten up from bed all day. Oh, so definitely she cannot cook for Krishna. But now what will happen to poor Krishna? Because Krishna is really waiting very eagerly to get the food cooked by Radharani so he can eat it. And today, because Radharani did not come, Rohini Maiya cooked for Krishna. And Krishna ate some, but not with the same relish like he normally eats food that has been cooked by Radharani. And poor Krishna, he went to graze his cows after hardly eating anything. He couldn't enjoy his breakfast because it was cooked by Rohini Devi and not by Radharani. As soon as Radharani heard this from Dhanishtha Gopi, Radharani immediately got up. She sat up in the bed and she said, what? Krishna has not eaten anything? Dhanishtha Gopi says, no. Radharani opens her eyes, her beautiful lotus eyes, and she looks at Rupa Manjari and she gives an order to Rupa Manjari. Oh, my dear Rupa Manjari, immediately go to the chulha, immediately go to the kitchen and light a fire, prepare a fire and bring my pots and pans and all the ingredients and I will immediately cook for Krishna. And Rupa Manjari immediately goes, lights the fire, gets the pots and pans, prepares an asan for Srimati Radharani to sit. And Radharani goes, sits there and immediately cooks very wonderful sweetmeats, different preparations, sandesh, laddus, sweet rice, different nice milk products she cooks immediately for Krishna. And all the manjaris and gopis, they pack them into different packets and they give to Dhanishtha Gopi. And they tell Dhanishtha Gopi, please go and give this to Krishna immediately. Go to Nandagaon. Go to Krishna. Radharani says, this is the offering of my love for Krishna. Please take it. Dhanishtha Gopi whispers something, some secret into Radharani's ear, which makes Radharani smile very mysteriously. And then Dhanishtha Gopi, taking all the offerings that Radharani has cooked for Krishna, she leaves. She leaves for Nandagaon and she goes and delivers the sweetmeats cooked by Radharani to Krishna. And then she whispers a secret message in Krishna's ear also. which makes Krishna smile. And then let us see what happens. Hare Krishna. Later that evening, Vishakha Devi, she goes running to Jatila and Kutila. And she's crying loudly. Tears are streaming down Vishakha Devi's eyes. And Jatila says, what happened? What happened? Why are you crying, Vishakha? And Vishakha says, my Sakhi, my beloved Radharani, she has been bitten by a black snake. And she has fallen down practically lifeless. She may leave her body at any time. I am finished. If something happens to my Radhika, I am finished. All of us gopis, all of us manjaris, we will not be able to sustain our life. We will die immediately without Radharani. Oh, please do something, Jatila. Jatila goes into a panic. What? My daughter-in-law Radharani has been bitten by a black snake. How did it happen, Vishakha? How did it happen? Vishakha says, Radharani saw a jewel underneath a Badri tree in our courtyard. And she mistook it for her own jewel. So she reached out to pick up that jewel from the ground. But actually it was the jewel on the head of a snake. As soon as Radharani reached out, the snake bit her. The black snake bit Radharani. And immediately she was envenomated. The poisonous venom is all over her body. And it's making her very, very feverish and sick. She's not able to get up. She's hardly able to speak anything. So then Jatila and Kutila, they immediately get up and they run upstairs to Srimati Radharani's room. And indeed, they find Radharani lying down on the bed with all the sakhis and manjaris surrounding her, trying to comfort her, trying to fan her. And Radharani looks very pale. So Jatila says, oh, what a calamity, what a calamity. My daughter-in-law has been bitten by a snake. Oh, what will I do now? Let me quickly go and get a vaidya. Let me get a doctor to treat. And Jatila tells Kutila, Kutila, quickly go run and find a good doctor, a good vaidya, and bring him here immediately. A vaidya who can treat snake bites. So Radharani, in her very feverish state, she tells Jatila, no, my dear mother. I will not allow any male person to see me. The Vaidya will be a male. I cannot show myself. I cannot show my face to any other man. I am a very chaste woman. And this is against my dharma. So then Jatila says, no, but in an emergency, in a medical emergency, it's okay to see a Vaidya, even though you are a woman. Radharani says, no, I will not do that. I will die, but I will not be seen by another man. So Jatila says, what do I do now? What do I do now? This is an impossible situation. What do I do? Oh, let me go to the very wise Purnamasi. She is the wisest of all. She will tell me some way out. So Jatila and Kutila, they go running to Purnamasi. And Purnamasi, she is sitting. And Jatila goes and offers her obeisances to Purnamasi. Purnamasi is a very senior. She is the senior most Vaishnavi in Vrindavan. And she is a manifestation of Yoga Maya, Krishna's internal potency. So Jatila tells Purnamasi exactly what happened to Radharani. He says, please help, please help. Do you know any female Vaidya who can treat snake bites? So Jatila says, So Purnamasi says, let me think. Jatila says, does your daughter Gargi, does the daughter of Gargacharya, Gargi, does she know how to cure snake bites? Purnamasi says, let me ask. So she calls Gargi, who is the daughter of Gargacharya. And Purnamasi asks Gargi, oh Gargi, do you know how to treat snake bites? You are the daughter of Gargacharya, very learned scholar. Do you know how to treat snake bites? Do you know any mantras that can be chanted to cure snake bites? And Gargi says, no, unfortunately, I don't know. But my younger sister does. Her name is Vidyavali. She knows how to treat snake bites. As soon as Gargi tells this to Purnamasi, Jatila jumps up in the air. She says, what? Your younger sister knows how to treat snake bites? Quick, call her. Please request her to come with me to my home and treat my daughter-in-law. She's about to leave her body. Please, please, a black snake has bitten her. Please, it's an emergency. Please, tell your sister to help us. Where does she live? Where does she live? So Gargi says, oh, my sister Vidyavali, she lives in Kashi. Now, Kashi is many, many hundreds of kilometers away from Vrindavan. It's at the confluence of Ganga and Yamuna. Oh, she lives in Kashi. She was to live here with us, but after marriage, she got married to one Brahman in Kashi. So now she lives in Kashi. Oh, Jatila is very, very disappointed. Oh, she's not in Vrindavan. Oh, now who will help my daughter-in-law? Who will help my daughter-in-law? So Gargi says, oh, don't worry. But Vidyavali is visiting us. She lives in Kashi, but she's visiting us. So she's right here. She's right here in Vrindavan right now. In my house, actually. What? She's here. I will give you anything. But please, please convince your sister to immediately come and help my daughter-in-law. So Gargi says, all right, let's go to my home then. So then Purnamasi, Gargi, Jatila, Kutila, they go running to the house of Gargi, who is a daughter of Gargamuni. So then they go to the house of Gargacharya, where Gargi is living. And they go and Gargi goes inside the house and calls her sister, her younger sister out. And her younger sister's name is Vidyavali. Now this Vidyavali is actually Krishna. Gargi doesn't have a younger sister. It's all a fake story. This is all the planning. This is the secret message that Dhanishtha Gopi had whispered. So this Vidyavali is actually Krishna. And on the when Dhanishtha gave this idea, Dhanishtha Gopi gave this idea, Gargi dressed up Krishna as a girl who is called Vidyavali. So this younger, so-called younger sister of Gargi, Vidyavali, is actually Krishna. And Gargi has decorated Krishna as a gopi. There is dot here, there is long hair tied nicely. He's wearing a sari and he's looking ekdam like a gopi, totally like a gopi. And name is Vidyavali. So Gargi tells Vidyavali, oh Vidyavali, do you know how to cure snake bites? Vidyavali chastises Gargi. Oh sister, who do you think I am? My father is a top class Brahman in Mathura. And he got me married to a top class sannyasi family, top class Brahman family in Kashi. So both the families are top class Brahmanas. Do you think we high class Brahmins deal with all this tantric mantras and snake worship and all this? No, we are not snake charmers. We are high class Brahmins. Gargi requests Vidyavali, oh Vidyavali, please don't play tricks. I know you have learned the art of how to cure snake bites. You have learned it. So please, please help, because this Jatila, her daughter-in-law, has been bitten by a snake. So let's go to Yavat. Please help us. Please help us. And then Jatila, she falls at the feet of Vidyavali. Oh, Vidyavali, you will forever purchase me and my daughter if you do this favor for my daughter-in-law. Please come to my house and cure my daughter-in-law. Please, please. I don't want to ask for anything else. Just this one favor you do and I will become your servant, your slave for the rest of my life. Please, please don't say no, Vidyavali. Please. You are the only hope. So Vidyavali says, all right, let's go. So then Vidyavali, Gargi, Purnamasi, Jatila and Kutila, they all go, they hurry to Yavat. And there they come to the room of Radharani. And then Vidyavali, who is pretending to be a gopi, but actually is Krishna, Vidyavali says to Jatila that now I will chant some mantras and the tambul, the betel leaves that are in my mouth. When I chant the mantras, this tambul, this pan will become saturated with the power of the mantra. And if the victim, the patient, eats this tambul from my mouth directly after I have chanted the mantras to cure the snake venom, then immediately the person will be cured. So will your daughter-in-law eat the tambul from my mouth? Vidyavali asks Jatila. Jatila says, oh Vidyavali Gopi, of course she will eat. You just give the tambul from my mouth and Radharani will eat it. And Jatila tells Radharani, oh my dear daughter-in-law, please eat this tambul. It is imbued with the power of the mantras, which will negate the effect of the snake venom. immediately eat it. And Radharani very obediently, she takes the paan, the tambul, directly from the mouth of Vidyavali, who is Krishna, and eats it with great relish. To eat the tambul that Krishna has chewed on is the greatest fortune for the gopis of Vrindavan. Even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, in the chapter that describes the Rasa Leela, we see that Krishna gives tambul from his own mouth to one of the gopis during Rasa Leela to eat. This Mahaprasad, directly from Krishna's lotus mouth, is the life and soul of the gopis who are in Madhurya Prem. So Krishna gives, as Vidyavali, he gives the tambul from his own mouth directly to Radharani under the pretext that it is a medicine. And then Vidyavali says, now I have to chant mantras so that the venom will go away. And then Vidyavali loudly starts chanting different mantras of that invoke Garudji, because Garudji is an eagle and the snakes go away when there is an eagle. So he starts chanting different mantras glorifying Garudji, his devotee. And then he looks at Jatila and says, nothing is happening. Your daughter-in-law is still very sick with the poison. My mantras are not working. I think it is because of your inauspicious presence. So therefore, all of you go out. And what I will do is I will summon the snake who bit Radharani. I have got such powers in my mantra that by chanting certain mantras, I can invoke that snake who bit her. And once I invoke the snake, I will ask the snake why he is not going away. Why he is not going away, I will ask him. So then Jatila, Kutila and all the others, the Sakhis, Gopis, Manjaris, they all go out. And Vidyavali closes the door from inside. And then he goes and he tells Radharani, it's me. It's me, it's me, Krishna. And Radharani is most delighted that her Krishna has come to meet her. Therefore we say, Krishna gehe sthita Radha, Radha gehe sthito Hari, Jivane nidhane nityam Radha Krishna gatir mama. Jiva Goswami is written. Radha gehe sthita Hari. Krishna has come to the house of Radharani. And in the morning, to cook for him, Krishna gehe sthita Radha. Radharani comes to the house of Krishna in Nandagaon. So this is the story. So Krishna says, it's me, it's me. And Radharani is very worried. She says, but what about Jatila and Kutila? Krishna says, you don't worry. I will trick them. Now just enjoy how I trick your mother-in-law and your sister-in-law. He says, Krishna says, in the voice of Vidyavali, that, oh snake, who has bitten this innocent girl, please manifest here at once. And outside the room, Jatila, Kutila, they are all listening. Their ears are to the door. They are listening what is happening inside. And then Vidyavali, who is Krishna, in the voice of a snake, in the hissing voice of a snake, he replies, oh, Vidyavali Gopi, here I am, the snake who has bitten this girl earlier today. What do you want? Then Vidyavali says to the snake, who are you and where are you from? The snake hisses and in his snake voice replies to Vidyavali, oh Vidyavali Gopi, I am coming from Kailash and I am a great, powerful, venomous snake, Sarparaj. So then Vidyavali asks, oh snake, can you tell me why you have bitten this innocent little girl, Radharani? The snake replies, and Jatila Kutila are listening. The snake replies in a snake voice, actually, I have come to bite that Gopa whose name is Abhimanyu. I want to kill him. When Jatila and Kutila hear this, what? This snake has come to kill our Abhimanyu. Jatila is petrified. Yes, I have come to kill Abhimanyu. Then Vidyavali says to the snake, well, if you have come to kill Abhimanyu, then why did you bite this innocent girl? And why do you want to kill Abhimanyu? The snake replies, I want to kill Abhimanyu, not because of Abhimanyu's fault, but because of the fault of Abhimanyu's mother, that wicked old woman called Jatila. Krishna is saying in the snake voice. And Jatila Kutila are listening from outside. Their hearts are shattered. Then Vidyavali asks the snake, please tell me exactly why you want to kill Abhimanyu. Explain to me the reason. Then the snake replies, this wicked old woman, Jatila, she is most unintelligent, stupid, and foolish. She has committed two offenses. And for these offenses, I want to punish her. So Vidyavali asks, oh snake, what are the two offenses she has committed? The snake says, she criticized Durvas Muni. She spoke about Durvas Muni in a very disrespectful way. She said, Jatila said that, oh, this Durvas Muni has given this benediction to Radharani. Whatever she cooks will become nectar. What if tomorrow he says anybody she touches will become immortal? Then is Yashoda Maiya going to tell Radharani to touch Krishna? Like that she said about Durvas Muni. She spoke about Durvas Muni with great disrespect. And I am coming from Kailash. Kailash Nath is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva's expansion is Durvas Muni. And therefore I have become very angry. And as a snake from Kailash, I have come to teach a lesson to Jatila. What is the second offense? Vidyavali asks the snake. Then in a snake voice, Vidyavali only, who is Krishna, he speaks from inside the room. The second offense is that this old, stupid, foolish, crazy woman, Jatila, she has called Krishna ill names. Doesn't she know that Krishna is the master of even Lord Shiva? Lord Shiva is always meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. And that Krishna is being criticized by this stupid old crazy woman, Jatila. Not only that, she has prevented Radharani from cooking for Krishna. And therefore Krishna is suffering. The Supreme Lord is not getting his meals on time. How can I tolerate this? Therefore I have come to punish Jatila. Then Vidyavali asks, oh mighty snake, oh powerful snake, oh poisonous snake. You want to punish Jatila, but why did you bite Radharani? I don't understand. In the snake voice, Vidyavali speaks, Krishna speaks. Actually, I want to punish Jatila, but I will not kill her. I will do something that is worse than death. Because if I bite her, she will die. That will be too easy. But I want to give a lot of pain to Jatila. And therefore, I want to kill her son Abhimanyu. Because she loves Abhimanyu. So I want to kill Abhimanyu. That will be worse than death for this Jatila. Vidyavali says, Are Baba, you want to kill Abhimanyu? Kill him. Why did you bite Radharani? You're not answering my question. The snake replies, that is a great secret. Actually, Durvas Muni, when he blessed Radharani that everything you cook will become nectar, at that time he gave another ashirvad, another benediction. That sada saubhagyavati bhava, that you will always remain saubhagyavati, which means your husband will never die before you. And therefore, because of this blessing of Durvas Muni, I cannot kill Abhimanyu because Radharani is still living. So first I will kill Radharani. And after Radharani is killed today, tomorrow morning at dawn, my plan is to kill Abhimanyu with a venomous bite. Ah, when Jatila hears this and Kutila hears this, ooh, they start trembling in fear. And they start screaming from outside, oh snake, forgive us, forgive us. Jatila says, I am foolish, I am old woman, my intelligence is gone. Please forgive me, I made a big mistake. I beg forgiveness. I beg forgiveness. Please don't kill Radharani. Please don't kill my son Abhimanyu. I will do anything. I will do anything. I will never stop Radharani from going to Nandagaon. I will never stop Radharani from cooking for Krishna. She can go every day. She can go many times a day. She can cook as many meals as Yashoda Maharani wants. She can cook for Krishna as much as she wants. I will never stop. But please, please don't kill my son Abhimanyu. Please, oh snake, I beg forgiveness. I have only one son. Please, please. Jatila starts crying. Kutila starts crying. Then, in a snake voice, Vidyavali says, all right, I will immediately remove my poison from the body of Radharani. But you must take an oath that you will always allow Radharani to go to Nandagaon and cook for Krishna. Because this Krishna is the Lord of my master. My master, I am a snake. My master is Lord Shambhu, Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva's master is son of Nanda Baba, Krishna. Therefore, Radharani should always cook for Krishna. Jatila says, I take an oath. I take an oath. The snake says, no, take an oath on your son's head. Put your hand on your son's head and make a promise that you will never stop Radharani from going to Nandagaon. If you stop her, your son's head will crack and he will die. So Jatila takes an oath. I promise on the head of my son that I will never stop my daughter-in-law Radharani from going to Nandagaon and cooking for Krishna. And then Vidyavali says, then they hear Vidyavali shouting from inside the room in a very ecstatic voice. Oh, the snake has disappeared. And I see that all the poison has gone. All the effect of poison has gone. Radharani is cured. Come inside Jatila. Come inside Kutila. So Jatila and Kutila burst inside Radharani's room. All the sakhis, all the gopis, manjaris, they burst inside. And they see Radharani is again pink, very beautiful, effulgent. All her pallor is gone. All the fever is gone. And then Jatila asks Radharani, Radharani, how do you feel now? Radharani says, all my fever is gone, all my pain is gone, all the burning sensation is gone. I feel fine now. So then Jatila looks at Vidyavali. Vidyavali, you are so amazing. You actually called that deadly snake and you convinced him to go away. You convinced him to forgive my son and cure my daughter-in-law. You are so amazing, Vidyavali. I can never repay you. Oh, Kutila, go and bring all the jewels of Radharani and gift them to Vidyavali. Vidyavali deserves them. She has saved our Radharani. So Kutila is only too happy to give away Radharani's jewels as charity to Vidyavali. So she brings all the jewels of Radharani and gives them as charity to Vidyavali. And Vidyavali says, I will accept. I am a Brahmani. I will accept this only if Radharani puts them on me. So then in front of Jatila and Kutila, Vidyavali, who is Krishna, makes Radharani decorate herself with all the jewels of Radharani. And then Jatila says, Radharani, what are you looking at Vidyavali? Come on, at least give her an embrace. She has saved your life. So then Radharani embraces Krishna and Krishna as Vidyavali embraces Radharani right in front of Jatila and Kutila and nobody knows anything. Then Vidyavali says, oh Gargi, come on, my dear sister, it has become very late. We are girls from very good families. We should not be out of the house so late. It's already dark now. It's already nighttime. Quickly, let's go back home. And Jatila says, oh, Vidyavali, Gargi, come on. You cannot go home so late at night. It's not good. I have already sent a message to your home that you will be spending the night here. You will be staying here. It's too late to travel. You stay here tonight and then tomorrow morning you can go to your home. So then Gargi says, this snake poison is very weird. Sometimes it goes away and after a few hours, the effect can suddenly come back. So I think it is good that Vidyavali and Radharani, they stay in this room together and we will all sleep on the terrace upstairs. So Jatila says, yes, that's a very good idea. Let Vidyavali monitor the health of Radharani tonight. And then tomorrow morning they can go. Gargi and Vidyavali can go home to their home. And then Abhimanyu, Jatila, Kutila, they wash the lotus feet of Vidyavali. Because she has saved the life of Radharani. She has saved the life of Abhimanyu. And she has saved the life of Jatila. They wash the lotus feet of Vidyavali. You are a very high class Brahman girl. You have saved us. And they sprinkle the Charanamrut of Vidyavali on their head. So Vishwanath Chakra Thakur says, just look at the sweetness of Krishna Leela. Radha and Krishna, they are in Vipralamba Bhav. They are in separation, Parakya Bhav. And look at the beautiful Leela, the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. With his cleverness, Krishna managed to feed his own tambul, his own remnants, in front of Jatila and Kutila to Radharani. He managed to embrace Radharani in front of them, and he managed to make Radharani do his own Shringar right in front of Jatila and Kutila. And in this way, Krishna gave so much pleasure to Radharani, and therefore his name is Radharaman. Krishna who gives pleasure to Srimati Radharani. So why did I tell you this story? For two reasons. Because in the section of Chaitanya Charitamrita that we read, one verse we read was, Durvas Muni had blessed Radharani, that whatever she cooks will become nectar. So we discussed that aspect through this pastime mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And the second reason is, we were mentioning how whatever Raghav Pandit cooks is nectar because he is blessed by Radharani. In fact, Radharani herself cooks in the kitchen of Raghav Pandit. So my dear friends, here is the culmination of the story. This Raghav Pandit about whom we are talking, this Raghav Pandit in Krishna Leela eternally is Dhanishtha Gopi. That Dhanishtha Gopi who was carrying Radharani's food that Radharani had cooked to Krishna, that same Dhanishtha Gopi, that confidential servant of Radharani, that Dhanishtha Gopi comes in Gaur Leela as Raghav Pandit. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami is saying that in the house of Raghav Pandit, Srimati Radharani personally cooks. This is the secret. When Radha and Krishna could not meet, this Dhanishtha Gopi had done that confidential service of carrying the sweetmeats cooked by Radharani in Yavat all the way to Nandagaon and give them, deliver them to Shri Krishna. And this whole pastime of how Krishna very cleverly came as Vidyavali, this whole trick was also devised by Dhanishtha Gopi. And this Dhanishtha Gopi comes as Raghav Pandit, who is cooking this wonderful feast and calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to eat, to accept it. And it was this Raghav Pandit who would make different preparations. And later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Jagannath Puri, he would carry Raghavera Jholi. In different bags, he would carry different pickles, different types of non-perishable foodstuffs he would cook, digestive mixtures, and he would take them to Jagannath Puri. And he would deliver them to Lalita Sakhi, who is Swarup Damodar Goswami. And then Mahaprabhu would relish the preparations cooked by Raghav Pandit, even as a sannyasi in Jagannath Puri. And this Raghav Pandit is our Dhanishtha Gopi. So this is such a confidential service to cook for Krishna, to feed Krishna. Every day at home we are offering bhoga, but we should not think that this is just some ordinary. Those who cannot do anything, cook. Those who cannot give a lecture, cook. Those who cannot lead kirtan, cook. Those who cannot play mridanga, harmonium, kartal, cook. No. Cooking for Krishna, it may be a simple khichdi that we cook, but cooking for Krishna is a very, very, very high class service. Radharani does that service. Raghav Pandit is doing that service. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who is a Manjari, is doing that service. And in this story, we saw as soon as Radharani heard Krishna had not eaten anything, her first command was, Rupa Manjari, light the fire, prepare the pots and pans, I will cook. Rupa Manjari, do this. This is Kinkari Seva. These are the Manjaris. They are the most confidential maid servants of Radharani. This is our highest aspiration, my dear friends. To become a servant of the servant of the servant of Rupa Manjari. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoi Beakuti. Kabe Ame Bhuja Gose Yugala Piriti. I have to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Only then can we understand the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This is a very, very important service to cook. And the last pastime is of Srila Prabhupada. In the 1970s, when Srila Prabhupada just acquired the land in Vrindavan, he sent Gurudas Prabhu and Yamuna Devi, his disciples, to stay in Vrindavan on the terrace of Radha Damodar temple, guest house. Very hot, it was summer. And he gave a confidential instruction to Yamuna Devi, his leading disciple. She was initiated, she joined the movement in 1966 in 26 Second Avenue. So he told Yamuna Devi that when my Western disciples come to Vrindavan, They cannot tolerate the food there. They cannot tolerate the heat. They keep falling sick. So I want you to serve the Vaishnavas by cooking for them. And Yamuna Devi took it to heart. And when devotees would come to Vrindavan for the construction and development of Krishna Balaram temple, Yamuna Devi would cook for them and feed them. And this Yamuna Devi was a very, very advanced devotee. And Srila Prabhupada gave this confidential service to her to cook for the devotees. Similarly, Subodhi Rai also had received similar instruction from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't have time to discuss that today. But the point we are trying to make is to cook for Krishna, to cook for devotees is a very, very high class, very, very elevated seva. And it is nitya seva. It's an eternal service that we all aspire for in the spiritual world, somehow to assist in cooking for Krishna. And our Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu left his body while engaged in this very confidential high-class service. He was faithfully serving his Gopal, Laddu Gopal, who likes to eat. He was faithfully serving his Shaligram Shilas. And he had just offered them bhoga, performed this confidential service. Offered them bhoga. Shri Vigraha Aradhana Nityanana Shringara Tan Mandira Marjanadav Yuktasya Bhaktam Shani Unjatopi Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda. Actually, we are not qualified to feed Krishna. But Shri Guru, our spiritual master, that Akhanda Guru Tattva, Samasti and Vasti Guru, both, that Akhanda Guru Tattva, unbroken Guru Tattva, is engaging us. It is Guru Tattva who can serve Radha and Krishna. Nikunja Yonu Ratikeli Siddhe Yayali Viryu Tirapekshaniya Tatradi Dakshadati Vallavasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. It is Shri Guru who can serve Radha and Krishna in the Nikunja. Various services, including cooking. We cannot. Guru can. But the Shri Guru is so merciful that Guru Maharaj is engaging us in that service. So when we are cooking, we are not cooking. We are cooking on behalf of Guru Maharaj. Therefore, when we offer, first we chant Guru Pranam Mantra. Then we chant Prabhupada Pranam Mantra. Because we are doing it on their behalf. We are not qualified to cook. But we have become puppets in the hands of Shri Guru. We have become instruments in the hands of Shri Guru. And on their order, because they have engaged us in deity worship, because they have given us the adhikar to do deity worship, we are cooking and we are offering. So he was engaged in the service, cleaning the vessels after offering the bhoga, when Krishna suddenly took him on a very auspicious tithi, Kartik Mand, Bhishma Panchak. Very, very auspicious. While he was directly engaged in this confidential service of feeding Krishna and cleaning up after Krishna, which is a service of the manjaris and the gopis in the spiritual world. In Chaitanya Lila, it is a service of the likes of Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghav Pandit. So this is very, very amazing. Our heart is broken that he has been taken so suddenly, so prematurely from our association. But that is our vision, my dear friends. Krishna's vision is different. And we cannot understand Krishna's plans. We cannot understand Krishna's plans. The example is given that when a girl is brought up by her parents with a lot of love, many of you may be having daughters. Many of you are Matajis. You are daughters. So just imagine. I will give an example from this mundane world. When a daughter is born to parents, the parents take great care of the daughter. And with a lot of love, a lot of care, a lot of protection, they bring up their daughter. And then their daughter becomes marriageable age. And then they start looking for a suitable boy who will take care of their daughter, who will give a lot of love and affection to their daughter and keep her protected. And then they get their daughter married. And what an anxiety it is for parents to see their darling girl, that girl who was a newborn and then an infant and then a toddler and then school, and how the parents with so much love have taken care of her, brought her up with so much love and affection. So many times the daughter fell sick, The parents took care of her. She had so many demands and needs, and the parents fulfilled with so much love. That daughter is now going to leave their protection, their association, and go into somebody else's house. So when the parents are doing kanyadan, they are giving their daughter away in marriage, they are overwhelmed and they cry. It is always seen. Whenever a daughter gets married, the parents always cry. Isn't it? The parents always cry. Why? Because the parents are very sad that now they will not get association of their darling girl. That girl who used to run around in the courtyard in the house now has grown up and now she is going and we don't have any control what will happen to her. We hope and pray that her in-laws will take good care of her, treat her nicely. So the parents of the girl are in anxiety. Parents of the girl are heartbroken and they cry. But if the girl is marrying the boy of her choice, if the girl has developed love for her husband, when she is going to the husband's house and the husband loves the girl, the husband loves his wife and the newlywed wife loves her husband. If the bride and the bridegroom love each other and they're looking forward to spending their life together, when the bride gets married to the bridegroom and she's going to the bridegroom's house, the bride is very happy. She's happy because she knows her husband will keep her happy. And she knows if she's happy, her parents will also be happy. Ultimately, what do the parents want? They don't want that the girl should remain unmarried and live in their house forever. No, the parents want the girl should get married and she should be happy. Now, if the bride knows that my husband will keep me happy, and if I am happy, my parents are happy, then when she's going to her husband's house as a newly wedded wife, she's very happy. The bride is very happy that she is with her beloved. She's with her husband. And she's going to be happy. So the bride is happy, but the bride's parents and relatives are crying. That is exactly our situation, my dear friends. We are heartbroken and we are crying for Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu. But please know, on the authority of Shastra, Sadhu and Guru, on the authority of Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, on the authority of Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, on the authority of Mukundata Prabhu, with whom I spoke yesterday, and on the authority of our Shastra. Manmana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. Mam eva shashi satyam te prati jane priyosime. One who is engaged in doing namaskar to Krishna. Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu was doing deity worship. We have to offer obeisances. We chant so many mantras. Om namo brahmanya devaya, go brahmanya hitaya cha, jagad hitaya, krishnaya, govindaya, namo namaha. Just one name of Krishna can destroy all the sins. When Ajamil was being taken away by the Yamdutas said, how many sins this Ajamil has committed? This sin, that sin, this sin, that sin. They gave a list of sins to the Vishnudutas. The Vishnudutas patiently heard. And then the Vishnudutas told in thunderous voice to the Yamdutas, are you done? You said that he was a womanizer, gambler, meat eater. He stole property. He abducted people. He cheated, he lied. Okay, he did all these sins. All these sins were destroyed when his 10th son was born. And for the first time, he told his wife, oh, my dear wife, please give me Narayan from your lap to my lap. When he spoke that sentence, Vishwachakra Thakur writes that sentence that was spoken by Ajamil. When he spoke that sentence where the name Narayan was, please give our son Narayan to me from your lap to my lap. When he said that Narayan, referring to his son, not to the Supreme Lord, but when he said that Narayan word just once, at that time, the Vishnudutas told the Yamadutas, at that time, with the first utterance of the name Narayan, all those sins that you described were destroyed. Not only that, all the sins that Ajamil had performed in all his previous lifetimes were destroyed. Now what do you have to say, Yamdutas? Do you still want to punish him? And what to speak the hundreds of times that he chanted Narayan while playing with his son, while calling him? What to speak of that? And you want to take such a big dharmatma to Yamlok to punish him? Immediately get out of here. Otherwise, we will kill all of you. All three of you will be killed. Run away. Come on, hut! And the Yamdutas ran away. These are not my words. These are the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Yamdutas ran away. And they went to Yamraj in a panic. This is the power of the Vishnuduta. This is the power of the holy name. So someone who has been regularly chanting the names of Krishna, someone who is engaged in deity worship, someone who is leaving his body with Tulsi Mala around the neck and Gopi Chandan, Vaishnav Tilak on the forehead, only Vishnudutas can come to claim such a soul. Because later on, Yamraj gives that only bring those people to me who have never chanted Hare Krishna. Only bring those people to me who have never bowed down to the deity of Krishna. So a devotee is in a very safe position in this world where there is danger at every step. Padam padam yabhi padam. But even in this place where there is danger at every step, a devotee is always in a safe position. Why? Because a devotee is Krishna conscious. And Krishna is Abhaya Charan. So therefore, on the authority of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, we can be very, very confident that although we are crying in separation, some even in anxiety, but we are like the family of the bride. And the bride, Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu, he is very happy right now because he is going to his beloved Lord, his beloved Gopal. So this is our situation, my dear friends. So let us take hope and feel inspired by the example of Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu. Because since Saturday, every time I have to make an offering, Radhava calls me, make an offering. I take it very seriously. This is not just some three times I have to chant three mantras, ring a bell and just offer mechanical dandavat and walk away. And then come back after 5 minutes and remove the offering. No. Offering bhoga to Krishna is a very high class, very high level devotional service. Just like every other aspect of bhakti. Every limb of bhakti is very divine, very powerful. So we must take great hope and inspiration from the life of Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu. I pray that I also have a departure like Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu, where I leave my body being engaged in the service of Gopal, in the service of Shaligram Shilas, in the service of the devotees. Thank you very much. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much for such a beautiful session. And thank you for relating this pastime of Chaitanya Charitamrita to such a beautiful pastime of Radha and Krishna. And finally connecting this beautiful service to Jagannath Prabhu, who, yes, definitely achieved his desired destination. Thank you, Prabhu. And your class really gave a lot of solace also to all of us that, yes, Prabhu has reached his desired destination. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing up the importance of offering. And thank you for bringing up the importance of cleaning and all the services, which are just the different limbs of services. And making us clear that, yes, every service that we have to perform in the service of Lordship should be performed very diligently and very sincerely, not mechanically. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for such a beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice name. You brought us to the conclusion about how the devotees are serving and devotees are also taken care of by Krishna. Thank you very much. Does anyone have any question for the Prabhuji? If we don't have a question, we can end the call here.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Go ahead, Prabhuji. I'll ask later.
Oh, sorry, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for an amazing class and how you narrated the pastime of Krishna and Srimati Radharani, and you finally brought us to the point of the mood in which we do any service to the devotees and the Lord. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. I have a question. The question is that you are talking about the betel leaves playing a significant role in the pastime that you described. There is also a parallel. Is there any significance? I just want to understand from you, Prabhuji, is that even Murari Gupta, when he had this pastime with Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya gave him the betel leaves from his mouth, and that actually changed his consciousness, and he immediately instantly developed love of Godhead, and he was going like a mad person when he went home. So I just want to understand from you, Prabhuji, is that what is the potency of that betel leaf?
Hare Krishna. So Prabhu, based on our Shastra, these betel leaves or tambul or pan is very dear to Krishna and Radharani. They like it very much. And that is Krishna's nature. Just like Krishna likes the peacock feather. He like, among animals, he likes the cows. Among leaves, he likes tulsi leaves. So similarly, he's very, among mouth fresheners, he likes pan very much. And he enjoys it. But we as devotees, we don't partake of it. We can make pan and offer it to Radha and Krishna. And then later on, we can treat it as nirmalya. We should not eat it, the tambul. That is the instruction that we get from the scriptures. So it is just Krishna's nature. He is a person, after all. So he likes betel leaves, just like he likes yellow dhuti, like that. That is our Krishna. Is that okay, Vivek Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji. So I didn't catch, what is Nirmalya, Prabhuji? Sorry, I didn't understand.
Nirmalya means, yeah, after puja, whatever garlands or flowers are left behind.
Okay.
Flowers, they all become prasad, they become Nirmalya. And this Nirmalya, we either bury it underground or we offer it in some river, like that. It's sacred. So similarly, okay. Tambul also, we should not eat it after offering Krishna. We can put it in Nirmalya.
So Prabhuji, a general question, like when we get the offering from the temple, say some garlands, how do we, here we don't have any access to rivers, so is there any practical suggestion of how to deal with it?
Yeah, so most of the temples have a way to dispose of all their nirmalya. Okay. Or at home, we can bury it underground. So for us, for example, we have a place in our backyard where just buried underground. So that can be done.
Okay.
Or you can return it to the temple, so temple can take care of the Nirmalya in bulk.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Go ahead, Mataji.
No, please go ahead, Mataji.
Go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Pranam, Jashila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for this class and for speaking about His Grace, Shri Ars Jagannath Prabhu. Also, I mean, it's scripturally, and when you are speaking, all is very makes sense. And yes, Prabhuji is in the destination where everyone of us want to be, but it's really hard to accept. Accept such kind of departure, which is at an seemingly untimely way. But what you say, it makes sense, but still, because of, I think, lack of purity, it's hard to understand. And as you said, it's hard to understand Krishna's plan. But the way you spoke, it helps to understand a little bit. So Prabhu, I have another question about the service, like Radharani was doing the service of cooking for Krishna. And when her mother-in-law Jatila and Kutila, they stopped her, then she was in that situation, means high fever and all. So we also hear that many times in devotee's life, we are given certain service, and then that service gets, we get attached to that service, and then that service gets taken away. So then ultimately we are told that, okay, whatever service Guru gives, if they take it away, that also is fine, and then they give you other service. So basically it's the service, whatever service comes, that is what we are supposed to switch to. So how to understand Radharani's being in that particular state and this instruction that we get about moving according to the service, whatever we get.
Hare Krishna. So three things, Kasturi Manjari Mataji. Number one, when such a situation happens, either if we can, we should just tolerate, and whichever service the leadership is giving us, we should do it enthusiastically. That is one. Another way is, I'm not saying any way is better than the other, but just, there are three ways we can take. One is, if we can, just tolerate it and cooperate and maintain the unity and carry on. Number two, if that is not possible, either we can pray to Guru and Gauranga, pray to Radha and Krishna to please give us that service again, because we have become attached to that service. And Guru and Krishna can fulfill our desires. And the praman for that is Ladini Mataji. Ladini Mataji for years was serving Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And then suddenly there was a change in management at New Vrindavan, and they decided that a male pujari should serve Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And they found another brahmachari to do it. And they said, Ladini Mataji, from tomorrow, you do some other service. And she couldn't imagine her life without her Jagannath. All alone she was serving Jagannath from morning 2:30 to 10 o'clock at night. She couldn't imagine not being able to serve Jagannath. It was unacceptable for her. She was heartbroken. She wrote a poem crying and begging Jagannath to not kick her away. And she put that chit at the lotus feet of Jagannath at night. And next day morning she got the news that brahmachari had refused to do the service, and he went away to some other temple to do some other service. So the temple management told Ladini Mataji, well, after all, you just continue now. Don't worry, just continue as it is. So she was very happy. Sometimes just praying like this for our service, if we are sincere, then Krishna will take care and will reciprocate. Guru and Gauranga. And the third thing is, if it is some service that has been taken away, it's okay. You can do that service for Krishna at home. For example, if it's a service of leading kirtan and you're not able to do it, it's okay. You sing those bhajans with the same love and intensity at home in front of your deities who are non-different from the temple deities. Or if it's a cooking service, okay, you cannot cook, you're not allowed to cook in the temple. You just cook for the deities at home. That's a third way of looking at it. Third way is, just do that service for your home deities. For your home deities, there is no restriction. There is no chance of losing your service. You just do it. They have come to your home to accept your service. So our Gauranita at home, we must give them full love. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, whichever deities we have at home, they are our personal deities, and they should be like our life and soul, like our child. So we should take very good care of them. So these three options are there. Is that helpful, Kasturi Manjari Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Yes, Prabhu. And I also want to thank you for just taking that, like you said, that how Prabhuji left doing that service to his Gopal and the Shaligram Shilas. And then after that, you mentioned that how you became very serious in doing the offering to the deities. So thank you so much, Prabhu, for teaching us by your example of how to take lesson from each and everything that happens around us. Very grateful to you, Prabhu. Please, I seek your prayers and the Vaishnava's prayers to be able to actually put my heart into the services, whatever I do, instead of doing them mechanically. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kasturi Manjari Mataji. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Gurudevi. I wanted to ask a question and to also express my gratitude. You answered so many different questions that I was just kind of shy to ask, but I have another one. I don't think it was asked. If, because I'm new to making offerings, if I am making an offering and I am away during offering time, am I allowed to offer, you know, maybe an hour or so later? Or if I'm gone for the whole day, do I make the offering, you know, just say apologies? And what do I do? And resume the next day? I'm not sure of what I should do in this situation.
So when you cook, you have finished the cooking. Is that right? You have finished the cooking?
Yes.
And then you are not able to offer it because you have to go somewhere else?
No. I'm normally, as soon as I finish the cooking, I make the offering at a normal time, say just between 9 and 10, always between this time. But say I have a doctor appointment and I have to leave like right away, right after DAPA or something, and I cannot make the offering at the normal time, what should I do? Or if, say, like I have a test that's coming up and I'm going to be overnight in the hospital, what do I do the next day if I cannot make the offering at the correct time?
Correct. So one option is, if you are just finished cooking and you have to just run somewhere for maybe an hour, 2 hours, you can come back and offer it. You can come back and offer it if nobody has eaten it. If it is still there, you can come and offer it. If it is a matter of an hour, 2 hours, you can offer it. But generally, Bhagavad Gita tells us that food cooked more than 3 hours ago is no longer in the mode of goodness. And we can only offer those foodstuffs to Krishna which are in the mode of goodness. So ideal is to cook and immediately offer it. Now certain items, like for example, if you make sweet rice, or you make custard, that is best. It tastes best when it is cold, right? So you wait for it to cool down, custard or sweet rice. So that is okay to wait for a few hours and then offer it when it is most delicious. But generally, when you make a hot meal, it's best to offer it immediately. If not, if you have to run an errand for an hour, 2 hours, you can do what you have to do and come back and you can offer it, no problem. You may reheat it also and offer it. That's the second option. And third option is, if you are staying somewhere overnight and you are not there, either you can ask someone else, some devotee friend, to cook and offer for your deities. But if that is not possible, then you can offer it mentally. So mentally, you just sit wherever you are, whether you're in the hospital or somewhere else, you just sit mentally. And while chanting Hare Krishna, mentally you cook. You cook something mentally in your mind, and in your mind you offer it, your deities. That is called Manas Seva, serving the deities with the mind, and Krishna accepts it like that, even in the mind. There are many examples in our scriptures about this.
Yes, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
So, Komodaki Mataji, I think time is up.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very wonderful class, very enlightening. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in future. And with your permission, we can end the call here. Vansha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु चैतन्य चरितामृत की जाए, श्री प्रभुपाद की जाए, इसके आदि गदाधर दास प्रभु की जाए। थैंक यू वेरी मच प्रभु जी। हरे कृष्ण।
जय श्री प्रभुपाद।
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी। थैंक यू वेरी मच प्रभु जी।
थैंक यू प्रभु जी।
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी। थैंक यू
प्रभु जी। हरे कृष्ण। थैंक यू।